What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Help if I put the volume up there. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Andy about the brainwashing of America. And yes, it has been very effective and powerful up to a point. And again, the emergence of the internet and the independent media has broken that monopolistic control over what the American people think they know about the rest of the world. By giving them a choice, by giving them an option to go on out and get disparate points of view and decide for themselves, which, by the way, was the way the media was originally set up in this country. There were laws saying that no one entity, no one individual could own too much media. That would preserve a diversity of opinion so that the American people could read all the different points of view and make a good choice. And that's what Thomas Jefferson meant when he said it is the highest duty of every American to keep themselves fully informed so that they can make good choices. But today, between the government and the corporate media, you're fed the same storyline no matter where you turn. So inevitably you think, well, gee, this must be the reality of the world. I guess Saddam had nuclear weapons, and I guess humans are warming the world, and I guess vaccines are totally 100% safe, and so forth and so on. So if there is one thing we can point to as a success in the independent media, we have taken away the government and the corporate media's ability to lie to the public with impunity. They can't do it anymore, and they're in a panic over that.
Well, sir, you know, they actually had a really good plan together with this No Child Left Behind, and your commercial says it all. Where you're asking for people to help out the station and stuff. I mean, they've totally usurped our education. They did a really good job at it because they could calculate when a new generation was coming up, and then they could calculate what they're going to teach that new generation so that they would be all in line with what's going on. But here's a question for you, my friend. Is this a calculated risk on their part, or did they really mess up when they put the internet together where information is flowing and you guys have made a big step up? Is this a calculated error on their part, or did they really mess up?
They really messed up because you need to understand that when the Defense Department's Advanced Research Projects Agency started putting together the early net, and it was called the ARPANET back then, and it was intended for government facilities, defense contractors, universities working on defense projects, it was not intended to be made available to the American people. And so it was developing, and of course, these are the back in the days of FTP and the early email and UUCP and a bunch of stuff like this, long before the World Wide Web. And then over time, as defense contractors went into private life and university students graduated and moved on, they all wanted to maintain that connection with the ARPANET, and so they would set up feeds and forwarding into their home, and it began to spread and spread. And then in the mid-1970s, the government became very alarmed that the ARPANET was becoming available to the public, and so they came on in. The government, DARPA, had been funding the backbone that was driving the whole thing, and they came on in and they said, okay, we're going to give you the checks to fund the backbone, but there's a new set of rules. Only people authorized by us will be allowed to access the ARPANET. People who leave your employment or leave, you know, graduate from your school will not be allowed to come on in and take access of it. And to a man, all of the corporations running the background said, you can keep your check, we'll fund it ourselves from now on. And that was the day the ARPANET became the internet, and in hacker lore, it's called the Great Revolt. And that was when the genie got out of the bottle, and they have never been able to find a way to put it back on in.
So essentially, at this particular point, we really got them by the gonads here because they messed up. They screwed the pooch, so to speak.
Well, it got away from them. It got away from them. They weren't able to exert their control. And now we have a peer-to-peer, citizen-to-citizen communication system. We have a collective memory and communication that is outside of government control, although they're trying to reassert that. And yes, it has resulted in the American people coming to understand the extreme degree to which we've all been lied to all of our lives. We're the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And that revelation, that understanding by the American people, is another parallel with what we were seeing in the Soviet Union shortly before it collapsed, when the Soviet people were starting to share information peer-to-peer on fax machines on a system that was called the Samizdat. And even with something as primitive as fax machines, the credibility of the central Soviet government was very quickly undermined as their lies became exposed, and eventually it came crashing down. We're on that same path right now.
Well, they got a head start on us, though, because we've got what we call these millennials now, or the snowflakes or whatever. So they got a real big head start on us. So these people have to be convinced that you've been lied to. What you learned in school is not true. The college education you got is not going to get you a job. None of this stuff is true. None of this is factual. So they've got a head start on us. So we do have a lot of work ahead of us. I'm just so glad RBN's around. And you know what, people? Donate to this radio station. You need to fund these people. They're doing the right thing. Thank you very much, Mike.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words and for the request for donations, because you all need to understand something. Nobody involved in independent media is getting rich doing this. We're here because we're trying to avoid World War III. We're here because we refuse to live under a government that lies to us. We do this because we're very concerned that our next generation, our children, we want them to grow up in a government that is forced to be truthful and honest with them so that they can make those good choices. All right, we're going to do another shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network, and we're going to go back to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Just heard your piece on the Liberty and the new revelation of the submarine's orders to sink the Liberty, and as you might imagine, I'm pretty well versed in that. I, too, knew about the submarine. I didn't wonder in a sense, because if there's both torpedo boats and aircraft flying overhead, it might not be easy for a submarine to intervene very much, but it makes all the sense in the world that they would be asked to sink that that ship. And it enrages me every time I think about McCain and Admiral Geist and all this chain of command, McNamara, Lyndon Johnson, Abe Fortas, all these people who were in on this, who were willing to kill out of a crew of 230, roughly 200 dead and wounded, and shut it up for years and years. And they're willing to, as a military man, when you're willing to overlook, you know, an attack on your own people, you lose your own people. That is the most heinous thing that you could do.
Roosevelt did that here at Pearl Harbor. I mean, he set up those old used up ships and all those sailors, to be killed in the Japanese attack to anger the American people into supporting a declaration of war against Japan, which in effect was a declaration of war against Nazi Germany.
You're exactly right. And Mike, I think I sent you something today that I think you posted on how the neocons are now reemerging on the Democratic side and pushing for a war with Russia. And I want to tell everybody out there, we wouldn't be in Syria now without these Zionist, Israel-first neocons. And now we're nose-to-nose with the Russians. They don't care anything about us. It's all for Israel. And I'm sick to death of it. We've got to root these freaking people out no matter what it takes.
Well, again, I want to pull back and remind everybody that world-changing events like wars and assassinations never happen for just one reason. History will say it was just one reason. They did this, crazed lone nut assassin. But what happens is you'll get all of these different individuals and groups who have their own particular agenda, but they all overlap in that the solution to their problem is a specific event. And they all get together and say, well, let's all make this happen because we're going to help all of our agendas. It's like the Kennedy assassination. There were different interests in there. There was the Federal Reserve that was opposed to his executive order 11110. You had the Texas oil billionaires who hated Kennedy over the oil depletion allowance. You had organized crime, which had helped Kennedy win the election and felt betrayed when Robert Kennedy went on his war on organized crime. You had the CIA, which felt Kennedy had betrayed them at the Bay of Pigs. And you had, of course, Israel, which wanted Kennedy out and Johnson in because Kennedy opposed Israel getting nuclear weapons. Johnson was fully on board with letting Israel have nuclear weapons. And so everybody had a slightly different reason for seeing something happen, but they all agreed we're going to make it happen. And that's really how these things come about. It's to say that there's only one reason for a war or assassination to happen. That's for public consumption. That's for the TV shows and the comic books. It's not the real world. And all right, Peter, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Don in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, this USS Liberty, I first heard about it. There's a website. I don't know if you want me to, it's okay to say a website?
Yes.
321 Gold is the name of the website. I don't know if you're familiar with it. The guy, it's a gold investing website, but the guy also is an advocate about this USS Liberty. He was in the Marines in Vietnam, and a pretty interesting character. But outside of that, as far as what's going to make America go down, I think that this Illinois bankruptcy is one. It's another thing that the
Don, are you there? Okay, I think we lost Don. All right, going on back to Peter in Los Angeles and the USS Amberjack, which was the submarine that was there apparently observing Israel's attack on the USS Liberty through their periscope. And by the way, some of the crewmen on the Liberty reported seeing a periscope, and they were told, oh, you were just stressed, it was your imagination, blah, blah, blah. And the idea about if there's aircraft overhead, what could the submarine do? Well, just by surfacing would have said there's a witness here. To Israel's attacking the USS Liberty, one that you can't sink, because we can just sink and get away from you that way. And Amberjack did not even do that. And it took a lot of years before confirmation of the Amberjack being there came on out. And so with this new information that is coming out of this film production in Russia, now we understand it makes perfect sense. Amberjack would have remained hidden. It was basically there as a backstop in case Israel did not succeed in destroying the Liberty with their little tiny patrol craft and airplanes, which they didn't, as a matter of fact. And the only reason the Amberjack didn't fire a torpedo at the Liberty was because of the presence of the Russian warship, which just stayed next to the Liberty until the U.S. forces could arrive. Like I said, it's an earlier version of 9/11. They've been doing it all along. If you go over to my website, up at the top of the page in the gray box below the banner, there's a bunch of articles I like to keep up there for people to look at. And there's one called Of the Liars, By the Liars, and For the Liars. And it is simply a list throughout history of all the times rulers have lied to their own people for whatever purposes. It goes all the way back to Ramses the Great in Egypt. It is not unusual when a government pulls a dirty trick on its own people to get what they want. It's business as usual. It's what they do. And you need to understand that. All righty, so the phone lines are open right now. Let's get on back to the economic news here. Story coming out of the Express in Great Britain. The Eurozone is on the rocks. Apparently, inflation is plunging. The ECB is scrambling, trying to save the EU economy. And again, you need to understand the dynamics of a private central bank that issues all of the public currency as a loan at interest. It is naturally unstable because it creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt until the debt crushes the system, which is exactly what's going on. Whoever wanted to set up the European Union created it with a built-in self-destruct device called the European Central Bank. And I used to think that the abuses of the ECB would tear the European Union apart eventually, and it's certainly contributing, but right now it looks like the refugee crisis is taking the lead in fracturing the European Union. Now, the Bank of Italy has issued a warning not to create your own currency. Because after all, it's up to the banks are allowed to create currency out of thin air, not you. And what is going on in Italy right now is something that we have seen in other places throughout history where the economy has become really, really hard under the predations of the bankers. People do start creating their own currency. And there is one circulating around Italy and starting to spread called scriptural euros. And these are euros issued by the citizens themselves. under a theory of autonomous creation of currency based on the idea of collective property of money. It's not counterfeiting. They're not trying to defraud anybody with it. They're simply saying we're creating a new medium of exchange. And during the Depression, we saw American towns issue their own internal currency, and it worked just fine. During the Civil War, when the Union was counterfeiting the Confederate currency to try and destroy it, towns within the Confederacy started creating their own internal currencies, and it worked. And apparently this scriptural euro is starting to take off. People are using it to engage in trade. And at the bottom of it is this idea. If the banks are allowed to create money out of thin air, why can't we? Makes perfect sense to me here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I'm going through my archives of articles here as I'm purging, getting ready to move out of California. And I've come across an article here, and if you could educate me a little bit more on Buto, it definitely was an assassination government-sponsored. Could you tell me what she might have been working on? What was going on at the time that they decided to take her out?
Oh, I think it was a classic case of regime changing. She was taking her country into a more socialist model. Now, and you need to understand, people throw around that word socialist rather recklessly. It's used as a pejorative, but it really comes down to two models of governing a nation. And in one, the rulers of a nation take the wealth of the nation and spend it on the people of the nation. And then you have the other model, which is the rulers take the money from the people of the nation and they spend it on themselves and their friends. The latter one being what we have here in the United States of America. The former we had in Venezuela under Hugo Chavez. And, of course, the nations that are enslaved to private central banks don't like that first model. They don't like any government that is spending a nation's wealth on the people of that nation. They want that wealth for themselves. And Buto was kind of leaning in that direction. And the other reason they might have decided to take her on out was she was at the forefront of people saying that Osama bin Laden was dead at the same time the American corporate media were still waving around these phony bin Ladens, and you could even see that the beard was fake. And he magically kept getting younger and younger in each new appearance and incarnation. And Buto was out there saying, yeah, he died of natural causes in December of 2001. And every bin Laden after that was a manufactured fake. And that was probably another reason they wanted to take her out, because people were listening to her because of her position.
Well, yeah, I also remember that Madeleine Albright had also confirmed that also. They died of renal failure, kidney failure sometime in 2001 also. But, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's rather amazing. You're welcome. It's rather amazing. In late 2001, it was in the media that Osama bin Laden was dead. Fox News even reported it. And then the U.S. government said, no, we still need the arch villain to justify all these wars. So he is risen from the grave. Osama bin Laden, the zombie, is coming forth. And we had all of this until that when too many people knew that the real Osama was dead and the others were fake. So they killed some poor guy over in Abbottabad and said, yes, we finally got Osama bin Laden. And that was that here. Getting on back to the economic news, the European Central Bank is considering a special assessment of Deutsche Bank's two largest shareholders. Apparently, there's something going on in Deutsche Bank that the ECB feels they need to look into. And we know Deutsche Bank, like so many of these other banks, has been caught up in all kinds of skullduggery, manipulations, a lot of strange deaths among Deutsche Bank people, a lot of very strange deaths and suicides. And maybe the ECB is finally saying, we're going to take a look at these two shareholders because we think something funny may be going on there. I had a very good friend who worked for Deutsche Bank who is no longer with us, and I miss him greatly here. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about the economic news. Now, everybody's been talking about the cashless society, and of course, the bankers want the cashless society. They don't want you to be able to actually put your own money in your own pocket and walk out the door out of their control. They want to head off the possibility of a bank run, because when the bank starts collapsing and you go pound on the door and say, give me my savings account, they're going to say, how? It's no cash. All I can do is move it to another bank. We'll then send it on back here. And there are a lot of people who do not like the idea of a cashless society. We don't like the idea of being made totally dependent, forced to be dependent on the bankers, because enforced dependency is slavery. And we have already documented a lot of cases where these computer systems that handle these plastic cards have broken down, resulting in people who have money in their bank account not being able to buy food for their family. It is not a perfect system. Well, one of the first places they decided to test a cashless society was over in India, and it turned into an epic disaster because the Indian people simply avoided any stores or facilities that were running on a cashless system. They just wouldn't go in there in the first place, and I understand that. They start going cashless here, I'm not going to get involved. We've had a couple of local places that have gone cashless. We don't go in there anymore. We're just not going to do it. All right, let's take a phone call. Errol in the Netherlands, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right, this is Mario. I'm sorry, Mario from the Netherlands. Well, I have a remark regarding that news coming from Italy that the Italian Central Bank is advising citizens not to create their own currency.
Yes.
Well, you see, many politicians survive a lot of scandals regarding pedophilia or financial fraud or whatever. They survive and they're always coming back. But remember Silvio Berlusconi?
Yes.
This guy was ready in the summer of 2012 to introduce the Italian euro. He threatened the ECB to create own Italian euros and to compensate for the lack of consistency of the ECB policies. Well, they found some call girls who witnessed those punga-punga parties of Silvio Berlusconi, and he was removed from power.
Yes.
The story is the same. Don't make your own money. Even the boss of a government wasn't allowed to do that.
Oh, those owners of the private central bank, they have got the globe in their hands, and they will not let go. I mean, that's the whole point of my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. The ultimate rulers of this planet are those who have given themselves the ability and the right to create the money out of thin air and loan it to us at interest, and we are all suckers and fools for going along with it.
Michael, I'm sorry, but we are in agreement, but I'm very sorry for this situation.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for that. We're going to let you go here. Coming up on another commercial break, a couple of stories here. Harley Davidson is having to lay off some of their people. Earnings are falling from weak U.S. sales because Americans just don't have money. Ordinary Americans, we're out of money. We're tapped out. The whole point of the Federal Reserve was to suck all the wealth out of the people's pockets and put it in the pockets of the bankers, and nobody had a plan of what to do when they succeeded. And now the retail sector is collapsing all over the place. IBM has reported their 21st consecutive quarter of lower revenues, and auto loan defaults are now soaring. Those are all negative indicators. Now, there is a $2 billion private equity fund was being managed by Houston-based Evernest. And investors put in $2 billion, and then it had to borrow another $1.3 billion, and now it has collapsed almost to zero. This is the largest private equity fund collapse. And the people who invested their money in this, they'll be lucky to get pennies on the dollar of their money back. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I'm watching on the Fox News feed, and they're talking about how Trump has recertified the Iran nuclear deal, the P5+1, but they're going to hit Iran with yet more sanctions over Iran's missile program, which was never part of the P5+1 deal. And if Iran gives up its intermediate range missiles, then it'll be the short range missiles. Then it'll be the artillery. Then it'll be the Nerf guns. They're trying to whittle away Iran's defenses to make it easier to invade. The last sanctions didn't bring Iran to heel. Iran had nothing to give up. They didn't actually have a nuclear program. Iran went along with a P5+1 deal so that the U.S. would lift the sanctions over Iran's non-existent nuclear program. And Iran is in compliance, according to the IAEA, and the United States never lifted those sanctions, and now they've thrown more sanctions on there. And what this is going to do is drive Iran even further into the Russia-China sphere of influence. I swear they got to be on prescription antidepressants over there in Washington, D.C., or there's got to be lead in the drinking water like down in Flint, Michigan, because they're not thinking these things through one bit. Now, a little bit of good news for those of you invested in gold. Gold has just hit a 3-week high. Actually, what's going on is the dollar is eroding. And now we're finding out that Russia and China are settling accounts on the Shanghai Exchange in gold. They've dropped the dollar. The dollar is dead in Russia and China at this point. Everything the U.S. does to try and regain global hegemonic domination of the world's economy under the U.S. Federal Reserve note is, in fact, accelerating the world away. And they don't see it. That Pentagon report we talked about yesterday is bang spot on. The United States is a failing empire. And it failed for much the same reasons as Rome did. The corruption of the ruling class. The unbridled greed. I don't think there's any way to turn it around, even with a world war. World war is just going to finish it off. We have to start planning on the new country we are going to be building in this land when this one is finished with its death rattle, as it were. Over in Great Britain and Brussels, they're still trying to figure out some way that they can undo the Brexit, at least economically, if not totally. And now, apparently, there's a new claim coming from the Hinkley Point C nuclear power station, where the EDF is now claiming compensation totaling to 22 billion, with a B, pounds sterling. EDF is a French energy company, and they got involved in Great Britain because of the EU, and now that Great Britain is leaving, they're saying, well, we're going to sue. More refugees on the way to the promised land in Europe, emboldened by Merkel's refusal to put any kind of a cap on the refugees coming into Germany, and the German people do not like it. And there's been yet another very unpleasant incident. This was at the Volksfest, the People's Fair, in Schorndorf, Baden-Württemberg state. A 20-year-old Iraqi man and three Afghan asylum seekers have been arrested as suspects in the sexual assault of people at this German music festival. And apparently the situation got out of control, and as many as 1,000 people, refugees, were hurling bottles at the riot police who were trying to take these suspects in. All right, let's take some phone calls. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Kevin, are you there? I can't hear you, Kevin.
You know?
I hear you now.
Okay. All right. How's Bizarro World?
I don't know. Bizarro World is looking very calm and collected compared to the one we're living in.
All right. I have a couple questions. I hear you always talking about, and I agree when you talk about the collapse, the Soviet-style collapse. I want to know what that would look like to your average everyday person as this is going to happen, and the aftermath after it happens. I'm sure we need to prepare, you know, with storable food and everything, but how crazy is it going to actually get?
Well, again, going back to the model of the Soviet Union, the one good thing about the way the Soviet Union collapsed is it was relatively calm and very little bloodshed, and I'd like to see that here in the United States. It's all going to come down to how many people are still on the side of that federal government and how violent they're willing to be to try and recapture the country for themselves. So it's very, very difficult to say, but again, we all need to be prepared because it will be a very rough 3 to 4 months while the nation tries to come back together. And now is the time to be building up networks of connections that do not go through the computers. In other words, your friends, your neighbors, start building a sense of community, start learning what each other does, because there's probably going to be a lot of bartering of skills. Hey, if you'll fix my car, I'll come in and fix your computer, that kind of a thing going on. Again, those pre-1964 silver American coins, what's called the junk silver, those are recognized units of value that'll probably suffice for money, because people won't be taking those paper Federal Reserve notes anymore because there's nothing backing them except the slave labor of the American people. And with the federal government gone, nobody can enforce that slave labor. So it's going to be a lot of confusion. I would hope that in their wisdom and prudence, that state governments are already making contingency plans on what they're going to do if the federal U.S. government collapses. And
you on air?
I'm sorry.
When this happens, how do we keep you on air during this and while all this is going on? Because I have a feeling that, you know, while this happens, they're going to censor, you know, and shut down and push, you know, the government narrative that everything's fine. You know, how do we go around that whenever they put it forth?
If the federal government collapses, they're not going to have the means to do anything. That's going to be the whole point of it all. And I'm sure, right, as they get closer and closer, you know, silencing the internet isn't going to do anything, because the internet and the independent media, we're not the problem. You know, corrupt, hopelessly corrupt, greedy rulers are the problem. And I'm sure that they understand that. They're at war with each other, not with us as much. But if it starts to come apart and fragment, I think you're going to see them bail on out. They're going to grab what they can of their wealth, and they're going to head for places without extradition.
And we shouldn't allow them to leave places with extradition. They should be accountable for the crimes they've committed here.
They should be, but you know something? I'll be very happy if they just leave. If they just leave the country and they go, and fine, you got your wealth, live to a ripe old age and learn knitting or something. My focus, should that happen, and I do think it's a distinct possibility, my focus is going to be on minimizing the damage to the American people and this nation, and trying to guide us through to the creation of a new government based on those original constitutional principles, all the way up to at least the 13th Amendment. And basically, go back to that model. The states are sovereign, independent entities, and the federal government is deliberately weak and serves only as an arbiter between the states and has no authority within the states themselves. We go back to that model.
Do you think Trump can handle the collapse of the federal government? Do you think that
he'll be identified too strongly with it. If I had to pick a known politician that I would want to see handling the aftermath of the collapse, that would have to be Dr. Ron Paul.
I agree with you. And thank you for answering my questions, Mr. Mike. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. And have a great show. Awesome show.
All right. Thanks very much here. And by the way, let's get Cynthia McKinney into there as well. Start making up the list of who we want to bring back in to handle the creation of a new civil government. Dr. Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, a handful of others, and the rest we just tar and feather and run out of town on a rail. Let's go back to the phones. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Don, are you there?
I'm here, yeah, but I keep hearing these beeps. But before I got shut off, so I hopefully I won't get shut off this time. I don't know why. But, some of the things that happen is the bad stuff that's happened in this country, some of the states are starting to go bankrupt. Illinois is probably headed straight to bankruptcy.
Yes.
What I've been reading about it. They raise taxes drastically. But once you get downgraded to junk bond, I think there's still one step above junk bond. Once they get downgraded to junk bond, that shuts off a lot of the investors that can't, they're required by regulation not to invest in the Illinois bonds anymore.
Yeah,
so it's
a problem. And there's a lot of states that are in trouble here. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that if the ordinary people are being forced to take lower and lower paying jobs, then obviously they're paying less and less in tax revenue. And raising taxes to compensate doesn't really work as well. You reach a point where people just say, I'm not going to work. Why should I work? The government is taking everything. I'm just going to sit at home and try and go on welfare. People can be completely dispirited by too much taxation. And above all of it, there's something else that's been going on most Americans are not aware of. As you know, the federal government debt is wildly out of control. It's much higher than the officially admitted to government debt. And over the last couple of decades, what the federal government has been doing is taking tax revenues in from the states and returning less and less of it, leaving these states with unfunded mandates to deal with. And they did this in order to transfer a huge chunk of the federal government debt back onto the states. And many of those states did not have robust enough economies to be able to support and service that debt. And so the federal government is dragging the state governments down with it as well. And the state governments need to wake up and realize that is a big reason why they're all in trouble. By the way, one of the articles that's on the main page What really happened is a list of how states are doing fiscally in terms of the best and the worst. And Hawaii's right there in the middle, which is kind of weird because we've been hearing talk about possible bankruptcy for our state because due to TSA abuses, our tourism has really suffered from that. The Tourism Authority likes to say that we have an 80% occupancy rate in our hotels and resorts. What they don't talk about are all the hotels and resorts that have simply closed and gone away and they're boarded up. And so, yeah, we're all hurting out here.
I'm sure that really hurts Hawaii because the only way to get there is by airplane. They can't just get in your car and drive to Hawaii.
So, no, you can't. Go drive a quarter mile, come up for air, drive a quarter mile, come up for air, drive a quarter mile, come up for air.
But, yeah, Illinois is, I think, the sixth largest state, and that's a big state. The only thing we've had recently, we've had Detroit. We've had some cities go bankrupt. Detroit, I think Stockton, California. But and now Puerto Rico is a territory. I guess they're bankrupt or they're almost bankrupt or something?
They're hovering on the edge there, and I can almost imagine, given that we have a government that has been lying to us about the unemployment numbers and rate of inflation numbers and rigging the stock market, we might have states that technically qualify as being in bankruptcy and they're not admitting it.
Right. Well, when that happens, though, then the other nations, the other investors all over the world, they pay attention to that. Wait a minute. A big state.
I think a lot of foreign investors were already getting out of the United States. They're propping the whole mess up with more instant money out of the Federal Reserve, which means technically, ultimately, the Federal Reserve will hold title to the entire country, which it's not supposed to. But it is a mess, the only way to fix it is do what Andrew Jackson did. Just shut down that private central bank, write off all the debt as having been created through collusion and fraud, and just reset the system. And that is the only thing that is going to prevent a collapse.
If Ron Paul would have got the nomination, but you saw what happened. They totally wouldn't let him win the states that he won. I mean, it was rigged against Ron Paul.
Of course it was rigged against Ron Paul because he's a threat to those private central bankers. He's still pushing for a full and complete audit of the Federal Reserve, and it does make a lot of sense. This is the bank that supposedly controls our entire nation's currency. And we, the people, have a right to know what's going on inside there. Certainly we have a right to know how much money they have made off of us during the last 100 years. And I can imagine it's a rather tidy sum.
Well, all we can do is just hope for the best. And like you say, if it does go down, hopefully we won't all get killed anyway. So that'd be the good thing about it.
Well, that's, when the Soviet Union collapsed, there was that one attempt at a counter coup, try and reassert the old hardliners, and it did involve a little bit of bloodshed, but not much. We didn't have fighting in the streets all across the country, and I would very much like to have a similar dearth of national violence in the coming transition, and that's certainly what I'm going to be working for. I would have preferred to avoid this. I would have preferred to avoid a world war. I'm having to accept that those are going to happen despite my best efforts, and now my focus is on how do we minimize the amount of damage, displacement, and upset on the ordinary people of the United States, because after all, none of this is their fault. You, the people of the United States of America, didn't do anything to deserve any of this. It was done to you by people who are so greedy, they literally cannot see anything beyond that next fix of incoming coin and paper. That's where we are.
I think part of the problem, though, is just the low mental. Overall, the American people are not very smart. I mean, if you look as a whole, there's some smart people, obviously. But if you look at it as a whole, they just are too lazy to even learn how to read and stuff
like
that.
Well, it's not laziness. It's not laziness. It's literally a case of an intentional dumbing down of the population. To keep us from thinking about what the government is doing. It's designing an education system that is more about indoctrination and rote memorization and repeating. Schools do not teach our kids how to be excited about learning. They don't teach our kids how to think and analyze and reason logically because people who can think and analyze and reason logically are a serious threat to the power structure.
All right. Okay, well, I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to start with Bob in Florida, but Bob, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yo, what's good, Mike? How you doing, homie?
Doing okay.
True that, true that. Listen, three things on my mind. Beans, bullets, and Band-Aids. Everything else, surface-level, symptomatic, pussification nonsense. I'm getting ready, brother. I'm getting ready. How about you? You stocking up? You getting that garden ready? What you doing?
Yeah, we're Claire and I are kind of closet preppers here, and we have more than a closet.
Come out the closet, brother.
No, we have been making preparations a little bit over time, and you know, obviously, I'm not going to be on the front lines anywhere. But you know, we have some storable food and water, and shortwave radio, and all kinds of things like that. There. All right, Bob, I'm going to go ahead and
Aloha.
I'm going to let you go. Take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Crono. She's a Democrat. Apparently, in an interview, said that she gets all of her information about Republican senators from watching CNN. Boy, talk about an absence of due diligence. Amazing. All right, back to, let's see. Okay, Kathleen in Paris, are you there? I'm still not hearing Kathleen. Oh, we lost her. All right. Okay. Poland has appealed to the European Court against the imposed obligation to accept more migrants as part of the EU relocation scheme. They're all digging in their heels. They've had enough of it. The sexual harassment, the rapes, the crime, the rioting, the refugees demanding that the countries of Europe start looking like the countries they came from. Here's a good one. Cultural enrichment at its finest. This is over in Pennsylvania, where apparently Romanian gypsies have been placed as part of the refugee program. And apparently they have some interesting habits, such as defecating in the streets and beheading live chickens, where it can be seen. And the local residents are just really upset with all of this. And the issue seems to be not that the Romanians don't know the American customs, they're not interested. They want to continue to live the way they did in their home countries. And again, I'm in agreement with Teddy Roosevelt. If you want to come to this country, come on in. You are welcome. Once you're past the vetting, make sure you're not a criminal and carrying a contagious disease. But remember, you're in a new country. You're in the United States of America. We have certain laws and codes of behavior that you are expected to comply with. We have a language. It's called English. And what you do in your own home is your own business. But you don't come into our country and demand that we become the country you just ran away from. If you like that country so much, please go back. Because this is our country, and it is the way we who have lived here for generations want it to be. Now, late in 2015, there was this Syrian who got a job at a hairdressing studio, Mohammed Hussein Bashwani. And he was hailed in the media as the paramount example of successful integration of the refugees into German life. And apparently he just slit his female employer's throat. We're going to take a break for station identification. When we're come on back, we're going to go back to that story of the Minneapolis cop who shot this bride-to-be. The story is just getting worse and worse and worse.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.